Facebook is social networking king.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Next time you go social networking online, you're probably thinking more about what your status should be or looking at pictures of a friend you haven't seen in a while. What you're probably not thinking about is how much money Facebook is charging for that ad on the screen. Some insiders tell Reuters a lot, $800 million last year. Scott Austin is editor of Dow Jones Venture Wire. He's with us live from New York this morning. Hi, Scott.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You got it. $800 million in revenue. That's a big deal. How much of a big deal is that?
It is a big deal. I think every few weeks there's a report out there that says Facebook is generating $500 million in revenue, $600 million in revenue. It really shows that Facebook is making a lot of money off of advertising, and this is really only the beginning. This company has been around for just a few years. But I think the more striking fact in that Reuters report is not necessarily the revenue, but the fact that this company may be making a profit.
A profit is in how much money?
Well, I don't know for sure, and this is, again, just according to this Reuters report. They say tens of millions of dollars. Now, even if it's making $1 in profit, to me, that is a big milestone. That's what people have been wondering is, okay, Facebook can make all this money revenue-wise, but can it actually secure a profit, bottom line, net income? And it appears it may be doing that. And, you know, again, this is sort of just the beginning, and we have to see that growth curve. But tens of millions of dollars in profit is a pretty big deal.
What else are they making money off of? Is it just ads? Or, I mean, are there other things that they could possibly make money off of the site?
Yeah, I mean, right now they want to keep the site for free, so they make money primarily from advertising, but they do take a cut from some of the applications that are on there. Some of the games that maybe you play on Facebook,
it's like Farkle and Farmville and all these other things.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have a new currency system called credits. Facebook does, and so people can buy virtual items on Farmville or something, and Facebook will take 30% of that money that people are paying in.
Hey, Scott, I want to ask you quickly, very quickly, is this going to cause investors to push it to go public?
I don't think so. I think the investors have really stated that they're very patient. There's really no reason for Facebook to go public right now. The IPO market is still not doing very well. The economy isn't great. They might as well wait until the conditions are better, maybe 2011 or 2012.
All right. Scott Austin, editor of Dow Jones Venture Wire. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.
For the first time in more than two decades, American drivers gave top grades to American cars over imports. J.D. Power and Associates released its consumer survey on initial quality. One brand that used to dominate that survey is Toyota. Now they've been passed by Buick and Mercury. Marianne Mascari reports.
After all its troubles with recalls, the Toyota brand plunged to 21st place, well below industry average. Mike Maroney is COO for AutoNation, Toyota's biggest customer. He says the intensity of the media spotlight was a shock, but Toyota has worked hard to fix mistakes.
The actual repair to the vehicles is relatively simple. The repair to the brand probably is a little bit of a longer-term task. And I think they'll use it as a time of introspection and come out of it being a stronger company.
Yesterday's quality ratings will make that tougher. Dave Power is founder of J.D. Power & Associates. He says Toyota can still succeed in the U.S., but it won't dominate the market like it did for much of the past decade. Why? There's more parity now among automakers.
I think the days of one company having the stronger image that we saw with Toyota or Mercedes or BMW, I think those days are over.
His advice for Toyota? Get on with it. Fight for the share that's out there. I'm Marianne Mascari for Marketplace.
Stocks are higher today. Markets are up about a tenth of a percent, maybe a little bit more. The Dow now at 10,456, up about 22 points. European stocks were a little higher, and Asian stocks were mixed today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
European leaders caved into an American request. They've agreed to publish the results of their bank stress tests. U.S. officials hope those tests will reveal the financial health of banks in Europe. But didn't we have bank stress tests here in the United States, and did they solve any of our troubles? Here's Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard.
Europe is testing more than 20 of its biggest banks, subjecting them to a series of theoretical traumatic events to see which ones need to raise more capital. The US did this last year on 19 American banks and then published the results. But the Europeans have generally preferred a more discreet approach, keeping the test results private. Now there's been a change of heart, the European banking system seizing up because of doubts about who's holding the dodgiest debt. Suspicions are deepest in Spain. And in order to dispel them, the Spanish government has now persuaded its European partners to follow the American model. Jan Randolph analyzes debt for IHS Global Insight.
They feel as though a lot of unnecessary uncertainty is generated because of the lack of transparency. And it basically clogs up the system and doesn't allow the system to move on.
The European results will be published by the end of July. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, the Marketplace Minute with Bill Radke.
Obama's made himself commander-in-chief of a war that can end in nothing but grief. He can't stop the oil, and he can't save the reef, and he can't give the walruses, pelicans, any relief. While the BP guy who wants his life back is fighting a war where his only attack is from Congress, who really can't make him do jack. He can promise them money and stay in the black. The new iPhone's arrival was greeted with glee. Those who are into the early adopt attempted to buy one from AT&T and were told, "I'm sorry, your call has been dropped." And deflation is something you're starting to see in the price of your food, in a big screen TV. You could even see me read this poem for free. And that's even more cheap than a share of BP. If you want to watch it, you know where to be. We'll have it at marketplace.org.
Marketplace is Bill Radke. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.